Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. There is no limit to the mischief that the environmental wackos can cause. You never know where they will strike. They found a judge in the U.S. District Court of Northern California to reverse the USDA approval of genetically modified sugar beet seeds. And the judge said USDA had not done enough research into the environmental impact. Our sugar beet farmers have been using genetically modified seeds for 5 years. Sugar from sugar beets represents 60% of our domestic supply of sugar. We don't have the seeds to plant next year's crop with traditional seeds. It'll take 2 years to produce enough traditional seeds to grow next year's crop. Global supplies of sugar are already very tight. Prices have doubled since last spring. We've been using genetic engineering in the production of crops for nearly 20 years, corn, soybeans, and cotton. The production efficiency delivered by genetic engineering is nothing short of a modern-day miracle. And now we have a judge from California. Should we be surprised? From Northern California, probably San Francisco. And the judge requires more research. USDA estimates that it will take 2 years to do the additional research. The Department of Agriculture is trying to find a way around the judge's ruling in hopes that GM seeds could be used for planting this coming March, and that's only 4 months away. Environmental groups are just waiting for USDA to make a move to allow planting of GM seeds. They will sue again. Paige Tomaselli, a lawyer for the Center for Food Safety, has this to say, and I quote, "As the law stands, they can't plant GM seeds." So there you have it. The forces out there that oppose commercial agriculture are relentless. We never know where they'll strike. We cannot feed this hungry world without using modern technology. Food prices will skyrocket. Millions will starve. Have they thought about that? And do they care? Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.